This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and this is our live Sunday edition, and you know, it's been just a crazy day here in Keene, New Hampshire. I was on my way to church this morning, or for those that know a little bit more about my religious beliefs, I was on the way to Quaker meeting this morning, and I get a a little text on my phone saying, are the LRN studios being raided? And that seemed like a strange thing for somebody to ask me on a Sunday morning for me while I'm going to church. So since it's... my church isn't too far. The meeting place for the church isn't too far from the LRN studio, so I'd swing by. Sure enough, look, there's cop cars out there, and not the normal ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you drive a car that's Ian.
An old police cruiser.
Yeah, an old police cruiser. And you kind of wore out today, huh, bud?
It's been a hard day.
What time did you get up?
Got up at 6:40 in the morning to pounding on the front door. Here at the LRN.FM studios.
It was nice of them to pound on the door rather than bust it in.
Threaten pretty quickly to bust it in.
I bet they would.
If I didn't open it. And then about a dozen armed agents came in. They thankfully did not shoot the studio dog.
Oh, good.
So I did thank them for that later on. And they took a bunch of stuff. And we're just barely able to get on the air here tonight.
So, what's the claim here? I mean, I had the warrant. I came up to the door. There was, you know, somebody blocked my way. I obviously didn't physically attempt to do anything about it, but I'm like, hey, this is my place of work. I own this business. You can't keep me out of here. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, what's your name? I'm like, are you conducting an investigation? And he's like, I can't find out from the homeowner whether or not I can give you the warrant if I don't have your name. I said, there isn't a homeowner. The homeowner's an organization, not anybody in that house.
It's a church that owns this place.
So, you know, at some point or another, with wrangling back and forth, he did manage to get me a piece of paper. So can you, you know, I read it quickly as I could. Is something to do with a Tor node?
My understanding of the warrant is that basically there apparently was some sort of Tor website that the FBI was operating at some point.
Is this the one we talked about
a
week ago?
I don't know.
Okay.
It could be a different one. I don't know.
So we talked less than a week ago about the FBI distributing child porn here on the air. It was a week ago. It was on a Sunday night. Last Sunday night, we talked about the FBI and a story that came out that they were distributing child porn in order to ostensibly catch people, but that doesn't change the fact that if child porn has a victim, then they were victimizing people.
That's correct. And we don't yet know if it's the same website. They did provide a URL in their warrant of the alleged site, but I have not taken the time to look and see, you know, if there's any way to determine what that URL is or was. So I have not done that.
Okay.
And the allegation was that while the FBI was running this particular alleged child porn website, that someone from the LRN-FM studio IP address did access that site.
Okay. So the claim is that somebody using your router, is that the right terminology?
Modem? The internet connection that's connected to the router.
Your modem. Now,
studio modem.
Not knowing much about computers and knowing a lot about you, seems unlikely that you would do such a thing, but okay, let's I've got a series of questions. How many people have been given the password to the studio computers here? I mean, people who come in, I know I have it. You know, my laptop's set up.
Every co-host of the show and guests and also anyone else who, you know, might be hosting another show. I wouldn't go so that far.
Okay.
To say that, but there are several people who have access and have had access. And actually, you know, I've changed the password since a year ago when the supposed investigation started.
Are you kidding? So, it was the old password? Oh, man.
Yeah, so more people
That's
have
dozens.
That. More people
dozens.
Have that.
Easily.
So,
I'm going to go with the number dozens.
Yeah, because this allegedly happened early in 2015.
Yes. So
which
this was,
does seem to. I did look up the story you were talking about before that we'd reported on a week or so ago about the Playpen website, and without having the warrant in front of me, that some of the other hosts have it right now and they're looking at it. This may be the same. It may be the same. I'm not clear.
It would be really sort of ironic if the FBI tried to charge you for going to the website that we reported on a week ago. Like this, it sounds like there might be a grudge there, right? I mean, the possibility exists.
I mean, if there was any doubt that I was on the federal government's radar before this, that doubt has now been erased.
Well, the first thing I thought when I saw this warrant was, oh, the word child porn. Well, that's mm-hmm. the easiest thing for them always to get somebody on, because all they have to do is sort of send an email or whatever with with a file, download an executable, whatever. I don't know all these terms, and please don't quote me on them. But, you know, some kind of file, and bam, you've got it on your computer. Then they just come get the laptop. Oh, there it is. And so the claim is that you access somebody accessed through this particular line. They come get your computers. That way they can prove whether or not it's you, right? Is that the idea?
Well, that would be the claim, as mm-hmm. I understand it. I mean, taking the computer, I think what they're going to try to do is identify if any of the computers in the studio at the time that they raided it would match the, if you will, the fingerprint from their, what they call the NIT, the Network Investigative Tool, if you might recall from our discussion yep. previously, that's their term for a hacking tool, where they installed this tool, at least in the case of the Playpen site, they installed this tool on the site. It was a flash-based thing. And normally, the Tor browser, we're talking about a Tor, a hidden service site here.
Yeah, this isn't something you could just go on.
It's an anonymous system, or supposedly is anonymous. But they installed this tool without people's consent through those who went to this particular website. And then they use this tool because it's flash. It's not part of the Tor network, and they can just send directly over the Internet to their servers information about the computer that the tool was installed upon. So the tool would identify the operating system, the MAC address, which is a unique identifying
for each computer,
for each network adapter on the computer, meaning okay. your Wi-Fi connection or your hardwired Internet.
So they could tell which computer, if a they computer should be able to. In fact used this particular
website.
The website
whichever
from
one.
This network, then they could tell which computer was used. Is that correct?
Yes, they okay. should be able to do that.
I've got a couple more questions here. Did you access this website?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what site this is that they're even claiming today.
Right. We're just speculating at this point. Did you access any child porn websites on within the last year on Tor?
No.
Okay. That's probably a better question to ask. Kent, is there a way to remotely link into someone's network and then use their network to visit websites? Or would you have to physically be here?
Well, someone could sit out in a van
right.
if they had
somewhat remote
access to, you know, the router, and they
right.
could get online.
Quite frankly,
but
I had this password.
But then they wouldn't find that computer because
right.
that would be someone in their van.
So that's good news, and I want to talk about that particular aspect.
But this all presumes the feds are going to be honest, and, oh, we didn't find anything. Here's your 60 pieces of
equipment.
That's
my next question. Right, and you can just forget about all of the computers. They're just gone because they're going to be garbage
by the
time
at least.
Right.
Yeah.
So forget about the computers. I'm sorry they took thousands and thousands of dollars worth of computers from you, and I'm really sorry that happened to you,
yeah.
but you've got to forget that. Do they take every computer in the place?
We probably shouldn't talk about what they did and didn't take.
Okay. Well, okay. I guess I have, I guess it's a big concern, but let's go on with more questions, because people are going to have lots of them. Regarding, a lot of people have been leveling things at the Free State Project in some way, shape, or form. Your recent ouster from the Free State Project,
mm-hmm.
That it had something to do with this, that maybe somebody informed on you or something like that. How do you react to that?
Oh, I don't believe that for a moment. I don't think the Free State Project had anything to do with this. This is obviously an investigation that's been going on for, you know, at least a year, it appears, based on the warrants.
We do know that people, have reported you for all kinds of variety of different things, have they not?
Probably.
Well, we know they have. I mean, yeah. They claim they have. I know that I know people in this town have reported me to Department of Homeland Security and Child Protective Services. It's crazy talk. Disturbing stuff.
We don't have Skype tonight, by the way.
No Skype. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer, then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever, monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. Usually here on Free Talk Live, we report on other stories happening to other people. Sometimes we report on stories that happen to us. I would say that this story is the worst thing that's ever happened to Free Talk Live, any of us involved. I showed up the studio this morning at about 10 a.m., and it was crawling with local, state police and the FBI, and I couldn't even come in. So I'm, you know, as much as anyone here, I'm trying to figure it all out. Got to say, everybody's sort of shocked. Ian, the studio.
I was shocked.
Yeah, I mean, like all our, you know, almost all our computers are gone. They've got enough to sort of get on the air, but not. I mean, there's no video. LRN.FM, which is the network that you've run for years uninterrupted. I mean,
it was silent for many hours today.
Yeah, and at this point, you're not going to have the unique content that you usually have on it. You're running sort of a bare bones situation.
I'm basically running Free Talk Live over and over again. That's all I've got right now.
Yeah. Now it's because the computers are gone, and that makes it all very difficult. Lots of people have been speculating, and you know, the speculation's rampant. But at this point, who got arrested this morning?
No one. Oh, sorry, TJ. We're bringing TJ the Spy in.
TJ the Spy was
here
this
morning.
Yes,
hello, Ian. I must say, you really have an interesting place here. I say, so by the way, I'd like to tell everybody, I'm sorry to, I normally co-host on Friday night, but since I was the one who actually spotted the raid, I was upstairs, you know, at 6 in the morning with James, and we were telling each other how much we meant to each other, and I looked out the window, and I saw about 10 people with FBI on their front chest walking towards the studio door, and I said, well, I don't know what they're here for, but it doesn't look like they're here for a social call. So I went down, and we got Ian up, and we let the FBI in. Without incident, they presented a search warrant, and, you know, they were, you know, I guess to say
could have been worse.
Warrants, actually.
What were you wearing at the time, TJ?
I was wearing absolutely nothing. I was buck stark naked, and this is a funny little story. So the agent said, do you want to get some clothes on? And I said, well, yes, I want to get some clothes on, but I can't because once I go back into my room, anything within grabbable distance becomes possible seizable as a weapon. So I can't go back into my room. It's now effectively a crime scene. So I walked down in the studio. So there was about 10 FBI agents, 2 New Hampshire State Police, and 1 Keene local police officer providing perimeter security, but the actual search team was 2 members of the New Hampshire State Police and about 10 members of the FBI child.
How do they fit in this house? It's not that big.
Well, they were in different
rooms. They were
rooms,
all over the place.
Triaging, and, you know, they put labels on everything, evidence tape over everything, and they seized about 48 pieces of media, thumb drives, servers, laptops, phones, and based on the warrant, I've looked at it over and over again, and you know, again, we have that's one of the frustrating things about this because, you know, as a spy, I'm supposed to, like, have all this intel, but sometimes I have no facts, and all I can do is just speculate. And I can provide some educated speculation about what's going on here. And so, for those of you who don't know, basically from February 20th, for 30 days in 2015, the FBI ran a website in Virginia. And if anybody visited this website with a password and a login, the FBI tagged your web browser if you were using a laptop or a desktop or a phone. And the FBI, they seized pretty much everything that wasn't nailed down in the studios, but they're looking for whatever device accessed their server. And I mean, here's the best part.
Allegedly accessed the...
Well, here's the thing. I don't even have to say allegedly accessed. I'm going to say somebody accessed because I know it wasn't any of us. We're totally innocent. And I'd like to say we don't do spin control here. We just tell the truth.
But the thing that's really disturbing about this is a week ago, less than a week before the raid, we reported on this story where the FBI was distributing child porn.
That's
and
right.
I cannot overstate this. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the White Knights of Justice in America, were distributing pornography from poor, abused little children, and they were calling it good and just and right. I mean, and we made a big deal about it last week.
Yeah, we talked about it on, I think, our Saturday show.
We called them child pornographers. They are child
pornographers, the distributors of child pornography.
Well,
then they show up here. I fully expect them to come to my house next, because apparently you can't go on national radio on 170 stations and say the FBI distributes child pornography and not expect to get raided.
Well, they're not going to come to your house next, Mark, and here's why.
Well, if they do, they better bring a lunch.
You didn't do anything wrong. And
I've got 11 acres. What? They came here, and you're claiming you didn't do anything wrong?
I didn't do anything. In fact, I said I'm looking forward to the results of this FBI investigation.
You believe them?
Yeah, I think
I don't believe them for a second. Wait a second, TJ. These people don't go someplace and not get something. We've seen it over and over again.
You have cases where it's like, well, we didn't find child porn, but we found evidence of some other crime, and I'm sure they'll find something.
Can they do that? I mean, don't they have to specifically, when it comes to the
warrant is to search the item. So once they have it in custody, if they discover evidence of another crime, then that's a separate issue they can address at that time. So,
okay.
Yeah, I hope any of you weren't running like an illegal sports betting ring or a drug dealing ring or anything like that. But, I know all of you guys are clean. I wouldn't associate my name with you guys if I thought you or guys were involved in any criminal illegal activity. That I said, well, this is whatever this is. I know Ian didn't do it. I know James didn't. I know I sure as hell I didn't do it. So the three of us, and I'll conclude you, Mark, there. I know we're all innocent. And I know this is a very.
But that doesn't mean that they won't come back with some sort of charges or even plant evidence.
They do it all the time.
Yeah.
See, I'm sorry, TJ. I do not have the faith that you do. I hear what you're saying.
I mean, I would love to have the FBI give me a call in 30 days or, 90 days or 6 months or whatever.
No. This is a three. And, I guarantee you it's going to be a
And say, we've got all your 48 or 60 or however many things they took. I got it all back for you here.
I have to say, this really is not fun to have my laptop, because I said, I can't get into my bank account. I can't log into my State Farm bill. All my bills and utilities, I can't pay them now because I don't have the passwords. They all got taken with my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
So shame on me for not having a backup, which is a good thing if you use a cloud backup service. Back up all your passwords and things and encrypt them with your own passwords. So
I don't know. I mean, I find this to be all very, very demoralizing.
Of course it's demoralizing. Who wants to have the FBI come to their house at 6 in the morning and have you sit buck stark naked in the middle of the thing while a bunch of agents walk around carting your stuff out? And, the other thing is, you're going to have government agents are going to be going through my very personal private stuff on my laptop. And I don't want that, but I'm ready for it because I know I didn't do whatever they're looking for.
My first thought when I walked up and I saw the warrant after I'd, did the wrangling with the whatever agent I spoke to. I don't know who it was or what.
Probably Scott Bailey.
Yeah, whatever.
Or Brady or Bailey. Scott, whatever. It's on the warrant there.
This is what Russell Canning said when they came here 10 years ago. He said, all they have to do to take any one of us down is to put some virus on our computer that, puts a child pornographic image and then bam, it's taken over. And I guess I'm ignorant enough of the internet to believe that it wouldn't be that difficult for them to just email something over and you click on some website and bam, you got it. I don't know what the specifics are, but I wouldn't doubt at all that there's some way for them to have, when you view a website, you are downloading the material. That's what download means, to look at something. So can they have some sort of Trojan horse item in there? Yeah, absolutely. I believe they absolutely could. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. We are coming to you live from Keene, New Hampshire, here in the LRN.FM studios that have recently been raided by the FBI. And it's Mark with you.
And I'm Ian. And TJ the Spy. I also want to let you know how to get some business cards, 500 of them, for just $9.99. From Vistaprint, you can go to Vistaprint.com and get started there. It's super easy to create your business card. You can customize the text, color, the backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. Upload your logo to one of their existing designs, or just upload your entire design. They make it super easy, and they guarantee you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. Plus, Vistaprint also offers other great products for small business owners, like postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, and invitations. Just use code FTL at checkout. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live, at checkout to get those 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. And again, that's Vistaprint.com with code FTL.
So, Ian, you've got in your hands the warrants that they use to get in, you know, the warrants that...
That allow them entry to your house. By having right. these signed documents by a man in a robe, you shall not refuse these men with guns. And I'm like, do they really even need a warrant? Because they have guns, so they could just show up and say, yeah, we're going to take all your stuff, we have the guns, step aside. But because they had a warrant, it makes it okay.
So you've got these documents sitting in front of you. What do they reveal? Because this is what people want to know, is they want to know the specifics. What do you feel like you've learned from these documents? I mean, they just had people take your computers, out of the studio, and it's all very crazy. But
and I hate to make, to say, Ian, yeah, you had your laptop. I had my stuff taken as well. My laptop and my phone and my James. Hard drive and James and his laptop and his desktop and his phone.
They took everybody's phone.
In the
house.
Anything that was not nailed down in this house, they took. So, we got back up and I think we handled it really well as a team. I mean, imagine this radio station could have been offline for days, but thanks to Ian and his hard work, he got to work right away and got us back on the air. So
any other show probably would have been off the air for days.
It's still going to take a couple days to get LRN back up to actual full operational capacity with having other shows on it again. So, sorry to anyone who's been hoping to hear shows like Call to Freedom or Declare Your Independence. It's just not going to happen for a couple of days.
Once the FBI does their investigation, I'm pretty sure that this is going to quickly turn into we know you guys didn't do it. Now, who did do it? And we're like, we don't know. We don't know what the heck, because that's the thing. It's like, again, this is the one crime where just the accusation, you're already convicted in the court of opinion. You just say the word child pornography, you are instantly guilty, and you will have pitchfork-wielding mobs out in front.
Well, they practically have been that already. There are people, some people delight in the fall of freedom.
Yes, they like to see the liberty activists getting arrested and hurt.
They have been outside the studio saying, ah-ha!
There was one out here today.
Ha! Right? And, look at you! Ha, 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 ha! Right? I mean, it's petty stuff.
Schadenfreude is what it is. Schadenfreude, the delight in other people's misery.
I've never seen anything like that until I came to New Hampshire, but that kind of behavior, I've seen it more than once since I've been here, and I don't know if it's cultural or regional or just human or whatever it is, but, it's disgusting. So, TJ, I would rebut the statement. So you say that the pallor of child porn, if somebody's claimed to have had child porn, everybody just assumes they're guilty. Well, that's not entirely true, because the FBI was distributors of child porn, and they did it for 30 days or the last year, and then they came, once we reported on
there,
it,
Mark.
They were here in the studio raiding us within a week. They are child pornographers.
You.
They are distributors of child porn, and I know they're listening right now, and you ought to be ashamed for the way you victimize those children. They claim you did it, Ian, but we know they did, and none of them will go to jail because they're the White Knights of Justice. They have the mantle of the great red, white, and blue flying behind them.
Well, and
they
the AR-15s and the Glock 9, Glock 22 sidearms, those kind of help, too.
Oh, my God. Any other FBI agent, if an FBI agent was given an order to take down another FBI agent, they'd go pop, pop, and blow them right in the face. Yeah. The Glock 22s are meaningless. The fact is that cops don't turn on cops, and you can believe FBI agents don't turn on FBI agents. This is about a second class of citizenry, a class of citizenry that can break the law with impunity, and no one cares about it. There's nobody out at FBI offices right now going, FBI's child pornographers. They don't have pitchforks. They don't have torches. They don't have signs.
No.
Because nobody cares. Everybody says these people are good and just and right.
So when your goal is to arrest people who've gone to a child porn website, apparently it's totally okay to actually run the website, which is what the FBI did for a couple of weeks.
No, if you would have run the website, then it wouldn't have been okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's okay when the FBI does it. Then nobody cares. It's like, motherboardadvice.com. wrote about it, and maybe some of the other tech blogs wrote about it, but it wasn't a huge scandal or anything like that. It was just, if you got to sell some drugs to bust some drug dealers, then you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, well,
Even though what you're talking about here is likely busting users of a website and not the actual child pornographers themselves.
I hear what you're saying. So the concern is when it comes to selling drugs, it is my understanding of it is that they generally, if they do sell you drugs, you don't hold on to them for very long. That the cuffs come out and you're on the ground relatively quickly. They're not actually letting people get high on the stuff that they sell.
They're not supposed to.
Generally.
Yeah.
In this case, what they decided to do was that they distributed, from what we can tell, child pornography to tens of thousands, at least more than 10,000 people. We did sort of the math on it. We're not
we know they identified more than a 1,000 IP addresses and have made over 137 arrests.
Right. And apparently it's 138 now. Or
no arrests were made today.
No arrests were made. That's true.
And this is going to be like, again, these things, you know, we are kind of used to law and order where it's all over an hour. I can tell you it's going to be 3 months to 12 months. And the FBI, if they find something, they'll be knocking on our door back and coming with an arrest warrant. And if they do, well, we're ready to face whatever. But it's like, they're not going to do that because none of us did anything.
Well, I think you're really optimistic here. I just don't believe them. I don't believe any of them. When I first heard this, my first gut reaction was they came to get us. And I've been given the warning. I've been told that if they want to get rid of you, all they have to do is put some kind of Trojan horse in some kind of email.
They don't have to do that. They just say child porn. Guilty.
Right. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is just say child porn. But, you know, they know Ian's going to fight a little bit, so they got to say they found something. And at this point, they could upload, if they wanted to, and I'm not claiming that they're going to, if they wanted to, they could upload whatever they want on the computer.
That's right. Well, I'm very optimistic. I know they're not going to find anything, and I'd be willing to wager money on it, except I'd go to jail for illegal gambling here in New Hampshire for wagering money on a contest. I'm like, well,
don't want to do that.
I'm not claiming that you're right or wrong. I'm simply claiming that at this point, they hold all the cards.
Of course, and they always hold all the cards, which is why I didn't bother to fight them. I said, well, if you want to come on in, I'm not going to put up a fuss.
So what got taken? Just computer parts, jump drives?
A lot of electronic equipment like that. Yeah, anything that
cell phones,
could store something.
Cell phones, laptops. You know, we don't really know what they were looking for because obviously none of us actually did anything wrong. But if we had more access to their information, we could probably fill in the lines. And that's the other thing is, like, I like to deal with facts, and all we have is like two or three hard facts, like they executed a search warrant, took a lot of our laptops.
The time frame of they talked about specifics that basically it is this particular website, so we know what website it supposedly the stuff came from. Right?
I did go ahead and pull up. They give us in the warrant the Tor Onion URL, and I did Google that URL, and it did appear to be from the Playpen site, which is the site that we had discussed on the air, the site that the FBI ran for 2 weeks, and the time frames match up as well.
Guys, I've been failing to take calls. I do have calls on the line.
All right, let's talk to some folks.
Let's go to Michael in Connecticut and get whatever he's got to say. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Michael.
Okay, great. Well, I'm calling just to aid and support you guys. I found
Thanks.
Out, you know, you were telling us what's going on. But I have a very important question to ask. TJ the spy, as he's called, did he look at the warrant and did he notice that at the back or whoever signed it was the signature there?
Oh, couldn't hear you there, TJ. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, your mic appears to
TJ says that, yes, in fact.
Okay, how's that? Yeah. Okay, yes. In fact, I did look, and it is signed. If you want to stand by, we can actually get some more questions in.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much, Michael. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about your Medicare benefits right now? You know, Original Medicare may not cover all of your needs, and the deadline to choose your plan is rapidly approaching. Plus, whatever Medicare plan you choose is locked in for a full year, so the wrong choice could cost you thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. At Health Markets, we can help you find a plan to minimize those costs with one free phone call. You could spend hours doing all the research yourself, or our licensed agents can do it for you for free. Call Health Markets now for free help.
800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. Again, that's 800-978-4818. Health Markets Insurance Agency, the DBA of Insear Insurance Solutions. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, It's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found BuySellMakeOffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk about whatever's on your mind. We are dealing with a situation here where the LRN.FM studios, that's where Free Talk Live is broadcast, from which Free Talk Live is broadcast, they were raided today by the FBI, and it is a complicated and scary situation. Well, at least I know that even though my heart was racing, at least I know that I had good heart health. Why? Because I was taking Super Beats. No, seriously, I do take Super Beats every day, including today. Thank goodness. And what it is a superfood powder. You add it to some water, or you can add it to yogurt or smoothie or whatever, but I just take it in water. It's an all-natural dietary supplement that the dietary nitrates in Super Beets are sourced from non-GMO beets, and they help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally. If you don't feel and see the results in Super Beets, you don't pay. Guaranteed. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get the nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see before and after using Super Beets that it's working in your body. You get the free book, Beat the Odds, and it all comes with free shipping. All you have to do is go to FTLBeats.com to begin your research and purchase Super Beets. I recommend it highly. I cannot recommend it more. FTLBeats.com or call 800-951-8940. FTLBeats.com, 800-951-8940. So,
are there more folks on the
line? We have more calls on the line, Ian. So I guess we'll just go to it and go from there. Chris, calling in from Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I called in. I just started listening when on a commercial break, and I'm just now hearing about what's going on there. So I'm a little behind, but I would have called in about that.
Go, well, you can go, whatever you want to talk about. That's fine.
I hope everything works out for you. I really do.
Thanks.
Okay. What I was calling, I have two little questions, or two things to say. One was about the people yesterday you were talking about that taped their kids' mouths.
Right. They duct taped their mouths and said that kids for sale. Yep.
Was
right.
this a joke?
That,
it was, yeah, basically an internet joke. Yeah,
right. I don't think
toddlers.
That's sort of the problem. I think the problem is why people do that. Why do they take the pictures and put them on the internet like that?
Seems unwise.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's just asking for trouble, isn't it? I mean, but,
agreed.
okay, that was the first thing. And the second thing I was going to say was, seems like a bad time to bring it up now. Mark, you're always talking about, you talk about it once in a while, about you being in prison and little details about it.
Yep.
And maybe it's not on anybody's business, but have you ever said exactly why you went to prison, or is that...
Sure, no problem. I can't go in super deep or anything like that, but I can certainly tell you, basically what charges and what occurred, things like that. And the reason is there's these sort of Son of Sam laws out there, and I'm not allowed to profit from the crime, that kind of thing. But more or less, I was in a hotel room, and my co-defendant, who was a friend of mine, who was my cocaine dealer, was supposed to be there to teach me how to be a cocaine dealer, right? Like, I'm supposed to be getting a supply from this guy that's coming in the hotel room. Well, I'm not supposed to be in the room, so I go in the bathroom. I hear a bunch of noise. I come out. He's fighting with this guy. I attempt to stop the fight by striking the other guy, and my co-defendant jumps on him and strangles him to death. He then tells me to take him to the airport, and I do. I did tell him, by the way, when he was strangling the guy, to stop. I think you're going to kill him, because I didn't think he was going to kill him. But sure enough, it turns out that that's what his intent was all along. I can't say that I bodily attempted to stop him very hard, but then again, you know, he's bigger and older than I was, so, you know, there you go. I think that largely I went to prison for telling lies to the police. If I would have either said nothing and just, you know, gone with my attorney, or told the truth, I suspect I wouldn't have spent nearly the time in, but the cops really hate to be lied to.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Well, they okay. actually...
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, I was just going to say, I had never heard, I don't know if you've ever said that before, I never heard this story before. And,
yeah, I can't give the short synopsis every time I mention that I'm in prison, but if somebody calls in and asks, I give that little spiel that you have there, and the intention is that sort of brings everybody up to speed, and I appreciate you asking, Chris. Thank you so much. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Ian, what do you think? Where is this going to go? So at this point, the computers are gone. There's no arrests.
Well, they're going.
You can't have an attorney. It's Sunday.
Well, obviously, it's always a good idea to consult with an attorney when the federal government comes and raids your home.
They don't like to come up empty-handed.
Or raid your studio. You know, they raided this. This is our studio. This is where we do our thing. And, I have to say it was kind of fun for me. It's not every day I get to go through an FBI raid.
Dude.
I was sitting naked in the, you know, for about an hour there in front of all the agents, you know, no clothes on, and just having a good old time talking with them. So I was kind of amused by the whole thing myself, because I said, I know I'm not guilty, and I know Ian's not guilty, and I know James is not guilty. We're not guilty.
Probably,
we didn't do it.
They probably don't want to drag you off, but, they were, I guess.
Why wouldn't they want to?
TJ?
Oh, I thought you said the feds didn't want to drag me off.
No, I was trying to indicate that the feds don't want to drag TJ off.
I see.
What I really do believe, I guess, you call me a conspiracy theorist if you want, but it seems very strange to me that we, talk about a story, and we're really one of the only, call them mainstream media sources as opposed to tech media sources, mm-hmm. that mention that, the FBI is running a child porn website for a month last year and, distributed child pornography to upwards.
To, who knows how many people?
Of 10,000 people. You know, like a whole bunch of people. And then within a week, we're raided for supposedly the very same site, going to the very same site. All of this is news to us. You know, I mean, Ian, you seem just as surprised about this whole playpen story as anybody else. You say you've never been to a child porn website or whatever. So, I mean, it's all very odd, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's a scary situation. But it's something that we've speculated about happening in the past. Was, you know, if they wanted to come at somebody, this is the way they would go about doing it.
How hard would it have been? Because this was, I know what time frame this was. You didn't change that studio password for a few years, a couple years at least. It would have been relatively easy for anybody who had the, you know, the studio password to be able to go and park along the side of the road near the studio and mm-hmm. do what they wanted if they wanted, right? Or they could give that password to somebody.
They could.
Yeah. You know, like maybe the FBI rings up somebody and says, hey, we'll give you $10,000 for the studio password to Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. This is wild
that
speculation.
They wouldn't give $10,000, but they get a cocaine addict to be like, look, we can make your cocaine charges disappear if you agree to log into the website. I mean, that's $10,000. I mean, goodness gracious, that's...
I'm just saying that...
Your point stands. I understand. Like, yeah, of course the FBI could coerce somebody, but I don't know. Like, you know, my gut instinct, I said, I hate to speculate, but I'm going to speculate. And I said, well, there's about 100 people, and we said, well, they're looking for one of the 100, and I know it's not any of us that are part of the Liberty Radio Network or do our broadcasting here. I'm not going to do something like that.
You don't know who did what, but...
We don't know, but I know I didn't know it. And so I said, this is actually kind of like the most damaging thing is all of us now are looking at each other. Did you do it? No. Did you do it? And everybody's
really
looking at each other like, I bet you,
Well, and that's another thing is that, you know, recently Ian's been, kicked out of the Porcupine Freedom Festival for his stand on age of consent. That looks remarkably similar to, child pornography. Someone might believe that those things are related. And...
awfully coincidental timing.
Yeah, timing's just crazy on this, and I can totally see why somebody would be like, oh, well, yeah, that's related. And listeners, advertisers, these kind of people, they could be potentially affected by this.
This is going to be like an elephant in the room, Ian, because, you know, like all our advertisers, they're probably going to be calling in and going, like, what's the story here? It's like, well, we didn't do it. We're innocent.
Right.
But at the same time, this stink of this, like, whatever is going on here, the FBI is going to figure it out. And we look forward to when they figure it out, because at least we'll know that those of us who are here in the studio, we're not going to prison because we didn't do anything. We're totally innocent. But whoever did do something, if they did do something, whatever they think they did, they're going to be found and the FBI is going to catch them, as they usually do. And I said, well, I don't know how to feel about this, because if they found somebody and it was like somebody I hate, should I be glad? They're like, oh, I only knew that guy hated him. Or is it going to be, what if I found out it was someone I like? It's like, how could you do this? Why would you do this? Couldn't you access this website from your own home network? Why did you do it from our studio network and cause us all this hardship and misery? Because, you know, I don't do that stuff, period. You know, it's like, ugh.
Well, I think a lot of people think that sort of businesses, that kind of thing, are exempt from these rules. I mean, I can totally see why a child pornographer might go, say, to the library. And I wouldn't expect the librarians to be laid down on the floor at gunpoint once it was found that somebody had gone through the library. But LRN Studio, dozens of people had access to it. Your calls, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.